So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh boy, Dodgers up 1-0 on the Brewers. Let's get them out of here. Let's go up 3-0. Let's get these Dodgers NL pennants, bets home, and let's get on to the World Series for our Los Angeles Dodgers. Femi's a Mariners fan, but listen, Femi knows the deal. It's Dodgers are going to win. All our bets for tonight are coming up at the end of the show, including side total and props, Steelers and Bengals. But joining us right now, best bets, week 7 in the National Football League, is our buddy, pro sports bettor of the Hammer. Forward Progress is the NFL content that they put out. You can find it on YouTube. You can subscribe in podcast form as well. I think the Hammer does great work. And I'm going to shout out our guy, G-Stack George, who's Greek, and like I've seen names like his before.
Sylphidus.
I was going more with like a sexually transmitted disease as the pronunciation. So
that's,
thank you.
That's what I do when I'm joking with him, Nick. So he's heard that one a million times before.
George Gonorrhea is putting out great content for Rob at the Hammer. Like, they're doing awesome stuff. Find the website, injury reports, all sorts of good stuff. Bet Stamp as well on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. What's going on, buddy? Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. However, had I known that Femi is a Mariners fan, I may have boycotted today. This might have been the day where I called in sick or something like that. No, honestly, I'm doing great. The Jays won, still an uphill battle, but yeah, it's a great time of year. Football's going well as well, so you can't complain.
Just
how it goes.
I think you'll never say it. No, you'll never admit it. It would be way more interesting if my favorite team were in it. Just saying. Let's talk some NFL, Rob. Let's start. You know what? I'm not interested in retorts. Bears and the Saints on Sunday. Potential win game right at Soldier Field. Bears about a 5-point favorite. Totals going down. What do you like, Bears and Saints?
So, totals going down because as we're getting closer to game time here, there's some possible inclement weather in play in Chicago, especially wind. Of course, it's October in Chicago. You're going to get wind, but potential gusts here that are trending upwards and upwards. And whenever that happens, kind of shrinks the game towards the underdog. A lot of times, in my opinion, you lose the ability to have deep passes downfield. You also lose the ability to have a long kicking game as well. But I like Chicago when they're in spots where they were last week, where I kind of need them to be competitive in the game. This is where I want to fade them because I don't think that the Bears are very good. If you look at their net success rate this year, it's one of the lowest in the league. Net yards per play, very low. And listen, a lot can go wrong when you bet on the New Orleans Saints. They're not a very good football team, but they are pretty scrappy. And this is not a game against the Bears where they are going to be at a supreme disadvantage on both lines of scrimmage, like they have been in other games this year. The Saints they don't have a good O-line, they don't have a good D-line, but the Bears are not the team that's going to blow you off the ball on either side. So I think there's a little bit of value with the Saints at the current market number. My fare was like just below 4, something like 3.8 in favor of Chicago. That's accounting for potential weather impact as well. But I like New Orleans this week. I think the Bears are a little bit overrated off of a win where, I mean, candidly, they got pretty lucky with some positive turnover stuff working in their favor.
Rob, a couple years ago, when the Chiefs' offense was in its heyday, and you've been joining us on the show literally since we launched in 2019, we had a run And I say we, it was you, and then like I would make the bet because you liked it. Chiefs team total overs. I don't know what your bet is in Chiefs Raiders. You're smiling. Is that like what is your bet in Chiefs Raiders? I'm hoping it's teamed. I like that bet. What do you like this week, KC and Vegas with Rashee Rice back for Kansas City?
Yeah, so as someone who I lost a big point spread last week, I bet some Green Bay against Cincy. It's not going to deter me from laying big points again. All I've heard this week is like, at this number, you got to take the Raiders. It's like, why? Have we not seen how bad the Raiders are at this point? I mean, people are saying, well, the Raiders always play the Chiefs tough historically. Sure. I mean, different coaching regimes, different quarterbacks, different players. Like, they're down their starting left tackle, who's one of the best in the game. Their O-line can't do anything. 30% of their runs go for 0 yards or negative yards. They cannot push anyone off the ball. They're going to get dominated in the trenches by the Kansas City Chiefs. That's simply what's going to happen in this game. Defensively, Raiders are leaving tons of guys open all over the field. This Chiefs offense, even if Rashee Rice is on very limited snaps, like they are trending up at this point. They're humming. They're very efficient. There's nothing we've seen out of the Raiders this year offensively that would indicate to me that they're going to be able to move the ball in this game. They had 4 yards per play at home against Tennessee. I mean, this is just a very, very bad offense without any real skill now that Brock Bowers is out. I just see this as a short number. I don't think the market has adjusted either of these teams enough. Kansas City's better than market thinks. Raiders are worse. So I'm laying the points with KC this week.
I'm a little bummed, Rob. Like, the Monday Night Football doubleheader should be awesome, but I'd like for at least one of these games to be on a Sunday, because you can make an argument the two best games this week are both on Monday night. The first one is the Bucs and the Lions in Detroit. Lions, a 5.5-point home favorite in the game. Maybe Tampa gets Mike Evans back. Total 52.5. What do you like in the first Monday night game?
So I like the over, and I lean strongly to the Bucs. And I know everyone's looking for this spot to fade Tampa because they're getting some positive, turnover stuff happening this year. Third downs, they've been really good, as Baker has for the last couple years. Everyone's just looking for that spot. This is the paper tiger, right? But Detroit is decimated on defense. And I know Tampa is going to be very limited with skill position players. Mike Evans might end up playing in this game. But when we're looking at the Lions' depth chart, This reminds me a lot of what they had in the playoffs last year when they lost to the Commanders at home, where their secondary is completely in shambles with Brian Branch suspended now. They're down five cornerbacks, five of their top six from the depth chart starting the year. I don't necessarily care who's at receiver for Tampa Bay. Detroit's going to play really soft in this game. I think Tampa's going to be able to keep it close, but ultimately I think you can always rely on Detroit, especially at home, to score, right? I'm a little bit worried about how much they're running the ball this year, and that would play right into the hands of the Tampa defense. But it's a smart coaching staff, and I think that they can exploit Tampa in the passing game. So ultimately, I like the over at 52.5. Add in a lean on Tampa Bay here as well. Maybe Tampa Bay team total over is potentially the way that you could play it if you just want one. But I'm just out on the Lions right now until they start to get some players back.
Rob, our rooting interest is Oppo Taco in baseball with the Mariners and the Blue Jays, but we find common ground when talking the National Football League. Dallas Cowboys fans, Cowboys hosting the Washington Commanders, Washington coming off the loss, Cowboys losing to the Panthers at the buzzer with the Panthers hitting the game-winning field goal. The Commanders are down to 2-point favorites over at BetMGM, total sky high at 55. How are you betting America's Game of the Week this Sunday?
Yeah, so I think Dallas is the valuable side here. And I actually, right when I get off with you guys, I'm going to collect a little bit more Dallas as well myself. And this is one of those, I'll call it like an injury asymmetry type of game here right now, where, you know what, if everything goes in Washington's favor and everything works against Dallas on the injury report, this is probably a fair price. But the way everything is trending is towards Washington being pretty beat up again. McLaurin was expected to play. I'm leaning towards him not being able to play in this game now. Debo still not practicing. Noah Brown's on IR. Dallas's defense is very bad. It's dead last in the league, but it's going to be a lot easier for their guys to play man on the outside against guys like Luke McCaffrey, Chris Moore, etc., than it would be if Washington had their full complement of receivers. Washington also lost Dorrance Armstrong, former Cowboy, on the defensive line last week. They've been very thin at D-line for weeks now, and that's a big blow for them on top of things. So Dallas trending up, CeeDee Lamb might play. a lot of players who missed last week are already practicing, including Tyler Booker, Marshawn Nyland as well. Kalen Carson might be back at corner, activated from IR. So ultimately, with the way that the injury asymmetry is here right now, I think Dallas is a super valuable bet, and I'd be pretty surprised if they don't close better than this number at some point.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I said on the show yesterday I was going to like the Commanders in this game because I think Jaden Daniels will win it at the end. Rob's 100% right. Femi and I talked about it before the show. Terrible injury report. An injury, like, both sides bad for the Washington Commanders. You better you bet on a Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. Check out The Hammer and Forward Progress. Search Forward Progress on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Rob, the internet, I have been told, loves the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Internet.
Everyone get your pens, your pens and papers out. Rob, I like the Giants to keep it close on Sunday at the Broncos. What say you?
I don't like that very much. I'm looking to bet the opposite side in this game. I mean, well, Nick, you just did. The Broncos, the Broncos get faded in market every week, so I haven't bet this yet. I'm just kind of waiting and hoping that they get faded again. Listen, Bo Nix, I get your side of things, Nick. Bo Nix needs to win by margin. I get it. But this Broncos defense is for real. They've played two very good mobile quarterbacks in the last couple weeks, or quarterbacks that can scramble, and they've completely shut them down. The Giants don't have guys that can win against Broncos man on the outside. I just really struggle to see the Giants replicating the offensive performance from last week. So I'm looking to bet Denver in this game.
Eagles, a two-point road favorite in Minnesota against the Vikings, Rob. Total is 44.
Another game with a massive amount of injuries. Now, I might fade the steam on the over here. It's been bet up from like 42 to 44, and Minnesota's going to get some O-line pieces back. I'm really monitoring the status of Quinion Mitchell on the Eagles defense, because if he plays, I will click this under. I think without him, they're going to have big problems against these Vikings receivers. But these, to me, are two of maybe the best five defensive coordinators in the game who've been running really good, efficient defenses all year long. The Eagles play super slow. They can't push it downfield. I think at this point, it's gotten a bit out of hand. So my lean in this game is towards the under.
Quinion Mitchell did practice today for the Eagles, but still, like, some time to get this figured out for Philadelphia and Minnesota. Sunday morning in London, Rob, the Rams, 3-point favorites against the Jags, 44.5 the total.
I want to fade the Jags so bad. I think there's just no point in doing it right now. If Puka gets officially ruled out, you probably see a tick towards the Jags. I think they're a paper tiger, honestly. Offensively, they just can't push the field. There's too many drops happening. They're way too reliant on establishing the run, and the Rams have a pretty strong run defense. I have to wait and see what happens in the market here, but it's Rams or nothing for me. That's where I lean in this game. I would need this to come off of the three, though, if Nakua's ruled out, to be able to bet the Rams.
Chargers, a 1.5-point home favorite against the Colts, 5-1 at 4-2, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, Joe Alt practicing today as well. which throws a wrench in everything with this particular game because he's extremely impactful, especially with their swing tackle Trey Pipkins being out. Jamari Sawyer, another guy who's played some tackle in the past, has been out for them as well. So lots of moving parts in this particular game. I'd be kind of interested in the Chargers if Alt ends up playing. I mean, obviously everyone would be, but you compound that with the fact that Indy's secondary right now is a big mess. Like Charvarius Ward, that concussion he took in warm-up last week, pregame, was insane. I likely don't think he'll play. Mike Hilton being out, Jalen Jones being out, Kenny Moore still being banged up. It's a very depleted secondary. So it's kind of a wait-and-see approach for me. Probably get more information tomorrow on Friday, Nick. But I could see myself ending up on the Chargers here if we get some positive news on Joe Alt.
Another game with a bunch of injuries. Packers laying 6.5 at the Cardinals. I'm betting the Cardinals no matter what here, Rob. I'm just waiting to see who's going to play. They, like, all their games are close, so I'll take the points. What say you, Cardinals and Packers? Any thoughts on this game? 15 seconds.
Not a great feel for it. I doubt Brissett's going to replicate what he did last week. Again, a good situation. Colts secondary really banged up. But Green Bay can rush four and get pressure, and I think that'll be a big problem for them. With that said, I don't trust the Packers offense much right now either. Zach Taub went down again last week. Jordan Love's very inconsistent. I get your point of view, Nick. I just really don't have anything for this game.
Panthers and Jets. Pick the winner at MetLife Stadium.
If I have to, I'll pick the Panthers. I bet some under here.
Okay.
I bet some, the Jets. I mean, like, the Jets are not a real football team. They have to be able to run the ball to move it. And Carolina's run defense has been really, really good this year. I don't love the stylistic matchup, but it's the Panthers on the road. So who knows what's going to happen here? You ask me to pick, I'll pick Carolina, but I prefer the under.
In support of our dear friend, Dr. Eric Eager, I will bet the Carolina Panthers as well on Sunday. Rob, we got a piece of news in minutes ago, so you didn't see it because you've been on the air with us. George Kittle told reporters in San Francisco that he plans on playing on Sunday. San Francisco, a 2-point home favorite Sunday Night Football against Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons, total 47.
That's absolutely a huge ad for San Fran, especially in the running game. George Kittle's a very good run blocker as well. They still have too many injuries, though, for me to consider San Fran. Defensive line is completely in shambles. They cannot generate any pressure whatsoever. Salah's playing like pretty much the most too high coverage in the entire league. He'll let teams just go down the field on them. They play tons of light boxes. You know how you don't beat Atlanta? By letting them run all over you for the entire game by having light boxes. So I lean strongly to Atlanta. It's not the price range I need to bet them at, but a little bit more movement here towards San Fran, and I will bet the Falcons.
Last one, 10 seconds. If the wind's terrible in Cleveland on Sunday, I might buy out of my Dolphins +3 bet. Any thoughts there if the wind's going to be terrible, Browns and Dolphins? 10 seconds.
Yeah, I bet some Dylan Gabriel anytime touchdown scorer today. I like those types of looks if it's going to be terrible weather where the quarterbacks use their legs a little bit more. Aside from that, this is like an afternoon nap type of game, Nick. I will sleep through this one.
Final question, 5 seconds, life on the line. Give us your best bet with absolutely zero rationale.
Life on the line? Insane.
just joshing with you. Pro sports better Rob Bazzola, Forward Progress on YouTube and podcasts. My friend, we appreciate you. Stay well. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Nick, later.
Rob Bazzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight, side total, props, Steelers, Bengals, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.